This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official says that potential Islamic State threats against Americans in Afghanistan are forcing the U.S. military to develop new ways to get evacuees to the airport in Kabul. The official says small groups of Americans and possibly other civilians will be given specific instructions on what to do, including movement to transit points where they can be gathered up by the military. The official spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss military operations. Changes come as the U.S. Embassy issued a new security warning Saturday, telling citizens not to travel to Kabul without individual instruction from a U.S. government representative. Officials declined to provide more specifics about the IS threat, but described it as significant. The Biden administration is considering calling on U.S. commercial airlines to provide planes and crews to assist in transporting Afghan refugees once they are evacuated from the country by military aircraft. The U.S. Transportation Command says in a statement that the Pentagon has not approved or ordered by any activation of commercial airlines as allowed under the Civil Reserve Air Fleet Program. The voluntary program adds the military aircraft capability during a crisis related to a national defense, but the Transportation Command says it has issued a warning order to U.S. carriers on the possible activation of that program. Palestinian health officials say Israeli gunfire wounded 24 Palestinians, including a 13-year-old boy who was shot in the head during a protest along Gaza's border with Israel. In Israel, meanwhile, officials say a policeman has been critically wounded by Palestinian gunfire. The violence was reminiscent of the weekly rallies organized by Gaza's Hamas rulers in 2018 and 19 to draw attention to Israel's stifling blockade over the tiny seaside territory. Saturday's protests grew violent after dozens of people approached a fortified border fence and threw rocks toward Israeli soldiers from behind a black smoke screen. Israeli troops fired tear gas and live rounds toward the protesters. The Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife Jacqueline are now hospitalized after testing positive for COVID-19, according to a statement Saturday. The 79-year-old Jackson, a famed civil rights leader and two-time presidential candidate, is vaccinated against the virus and received his first dose in January during a publicized event as he urged others to receive the inoculation as soon as possible. He and his wife were being treated in a hospital in Chicago. Catastrophic flooding in the U.S. state of Tennessee has left at least 8 people dead, dozens missing. Saturday's rains washed away homes and rural roads. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.